Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
For those who grew up with Winnie the Pooh, Christopher Robin will be a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, Disney's trying a live-action adaptation, or shall we say continuation, of the Winnie the Pooh story. So Ewan McGregor stars as Christopher Robin, and he's now grown up, he's married, he's got a daughter of his own, and he's kind of lost his way. He's very involved in work, he's neglecting his family, and he's just sort of lost his sense of wonderment and imagination. And it turns out that Winnie the Pooh and company sort of have to intervene, and Disney rarely messes up, and this looks magical, looks fun.
It's always a sunny day when Christopher Robin comes to play.
Hello, everyone.
You're here.
Silly old bear.
You're talking.
No, I'm not talking. Well, I am now, I suppose.
So we had The Spy Who Loved Me, The Spy Who Shagged Me, now we have The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Yes, and we have a couple of very funny women in the lead roles. We've got Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon, and Kate McKinnon steals the show. She is gold in this, in what would otherwise be a pretty average comedy. They're best of friends, and Mila's ex-boyfriend shows up on the scene, and he's being chased by assassins, and they find out he's got a flash drive with important information on, and they unwillingly become, or unknowingly, become participants in an international spy caper. It's interesting. There's a little more violence than I would expect, but like I say, Kate McKinnon is probably worth the price of admission.
Drew is CIA.
I'm sorry, what?
A lot of innocent people are going to die unless we find him.
You want to die having never been to Europe, or do you want to go to Europe and die having been to Europe?
Why are those my only two options?
We could be a real help to this operation. I do play a lot of video games.
And The Darkest Minds opening at Galaxy. What is it, a sci-fi thriller?
Yeah, it's almost an X-Men slash mutants light. So teenagers have magically developed mutant powers in the future. The government, of course, declares them an enemy of the state. They round them up. A 16-year-old escapes, joins the resistance, understands that the adults have betrayed them, and they're out to basically save the world. Not one of Fox's better outings.
The government was afraid of us, the kids who's changed.
If they catch you, they'll kill you.
I know how scary it is, but we were brought together for a reason. We're the only ones strong enough to create a better place for all of us.
All right, over at the Movie Mill, you've got a couple of premieres, including Shock and Awe with a great cast.
Including Woody Harrelson, Tommy Lee Jones, Rob Reiner. It's a political thriller. It's based on the true events that led to the 2003 Iraqi invasion. If you're left-leaning in your politics, you'll eat this right up, because it certainly paints Bush and the Republicans in a bit of an awkward corner, and sort of exposes what went on and what the truth actually was. A very fascinating show. It's 90 minutes long and has good pace. Like I say, an outstanding cast and very informative.
There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
They're dialing up the rhetoric on Iraq. Let's see if we can nail them down, okay?
We're working on a theory that the administration has already decided to go to war and is now focused on how to justify it.
It's not a theory.
You're also premiering a film called Finding Your Feet.
Yeah, not unlike The Best Marigold Hotel, this one's going to find a real good audience with an older crowd. It just looks like a fun, heartwarming, very highly reviewed film.
You've also got Skyscraper with Dwayne Johnson and The First Purge. What do you got for choices for Midnight at the Mill Sunday night?
Well, this Sunday night, we've got Skyscraper with The Rock. We've got Deadpool 2. We've got Ocean's 8. We've got The First Purge. We've got Tag. And for your nostalgia people, we've brought back the original Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin.
No way!
Yeah, we're going to hopefully have fun with that one. So.
All right, and your admission, of course, includes popcorn and your choice of movie. And all the trailers and showtimes await you at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. Happy Heritage Day.
Thank you, and see you at the movies.